Podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. Here I am once again at Gillette Stadium with Sandra Smiley. Welcome, Sandra. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Whoa! It's your first time down here.
It is.
Thank you for joining us.
Been to the stadium many times and never knew this was even down here.
Go figure. And your last name is Smiley, and I love it.
Perfect.
FYI.
Especially for a cheerleader.
I know, and you are very smiley, so you live up to the name. Good job. Sandra, how is the season going? It's your first one. What did it feel like out on that field?
Oh, my gosh. It's the most unbelievable feeling. We got in our circle before leaving the field house the other day, and Tracy told us that we were at our halfway point with games.
I know. Can you believe it?
I can't even believe
for,
it.
For home lying. Games.
Yes, for
so
us.
So everybody knows we only have 10 home games, including the preseason games, and not many people include the preseason. But when you're a cheerleader, that's your showtime.
Yep.
So halfway through.
I can't even believe it.
Can you believe you made it? You made it through summer practices.
I know. Just started the Thursday practices last week. So instead of doing the Saturdays, now we have Tuesday and Thursday. And it's a little bit of a change in schedule. But, you know, having the weekends open is a whole new
amazing
deal for us.
And more promos and yep, all that good stuff. Have you had any good promos lately?
We did one at a car dealership.
How was that?
Last weekend. It was actually less crowded than normal because it was a holiday weekend, but the weather was gorgeous, and Stacy and I were outside, so we were enjoying catching some rays, which
nice.
Was nice. Yeah.
Speaking of Stacy, she's married.
She is.
Hello. She's married.
I know. I still don't even, I can't call her, by her married name yet.
What is her married name?
I think Nixon.
Yes, you are so right. It's Nixon. I cannot believe she's married. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm engaged. FYI, you're married.
I know. She decided to tell us that at practice one day, and we were all ecstatic. We had to hear every little detail about it.
I'm so excited for her, though. They are a cute couple.
Very cute.
Very cute. Okay, so moving right along. To get to know you a little better, you studied abroad.
I did. In England,
am I right?
Yep, in London, right in London.
How was that?
It was awesome. I originally thought I was going to go to Italy, Florence, for 3 months in the beginning of my junior year. So it would have been fall, junior year. And I decided last minute that I didn't think I could miss everything that I was doing at school. So I moved on and decided to take a little bit of a different route and do the winter program in London. And it was probably one of the best months of my entire life.
I can imagine. Do you like to travel?
I do like to travel, and especially after experiencing being over there. I got to go to Paris, which is awesome, and I was with some of my best friends, so I can't complain about that.
That makes it an experience to remember.
Yes, exactly.
That's awesome. So what did you bring back from England?
Lots of souvenirs.
Like?
Christmas ornaments for the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's right, because you went in winter.
Yep, I went in winter. I was actually there for New Year's Eve.
Is that fun?
So I have had 5 extra hours in the year than everyone else has because I was ahead.
That's cute.
Luckily, I had a cell phone that I had rented, so it worked. So I was calling everyone when it was New Year in London. They were still waiting for the ball to drop in New York City. It was fun.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you are a hula hooper.
I am.
And a limbo champion.
I am. I don't know why, though, because I'm tall for a girl.
Yeah, you're very tall.
So.
Are you taller than me? How tall are you?
5'6".
5'7", okay.
Yes.
But you're still tall.
Yeah, so, but for some reason, we have a pub on our campus at school, and sometimes they'll have theme nights, and they do the limbo, and I always come in. If I don't win, it's at least the top three.
Good for you.
That's competing against girls who are 5 feet tall.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Way to show those tall girls how to do it.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite part of game day?
I would say my favorite part of game day is walking on the field right when you get out there after the visiting team has just gotten off practicing and everyone is just waiting for the Patriots to come out and they see you and they start to cheer loud and it's unlike any other noise you've ever heard in
of
your
course.
Life.
It's rumbling.
Oh,
How was this last game? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did very much. I cheered the whole game. Yay. So my feet were a little bit sore, needless to say. But
you got to wear the Elvis costume.
Yes, we did.
Which is awesome.
I was very excited about it. I loved doing that. And they played a new video right before the Pats came out.
I know. I was a little confused at first.
I know. People were asking us about it after, and I was like, I didn't even know they were going to do that.
Right. But it was cool.
It was so awesome. Good. I liked it.
So moving on to our cheer segment of our podcast. After all, it is the Chit Chat Podcast. We're going to talk a little bit of cheer makeup. And you, I know, are 101 makeup person right here.
I love anything to do with anything girly, I should say. So makeup falls right in there.
Now, when we were doing our whole makeup thing with Grace Cosmetics, you said you wanted eyelash implants.
Yes.
Or eyelash extensions. Not really sure which one it is.
Extensions. I'm convinced that if there was one thing I could only bring that would be a makeup or cosmetic piece, it would be mascara, because I am obsessed with eyelashes. So that's the first thing I notice on a lot of people if they have long ones. So they have new, just like they do to your hair, they have eyelash extensions. But they're pretty costly, so yeah. I'm sure as they perfect
right, like anything else.
Yeah.
Right. So if people are cheering in competitions and stuff like that, you may want fake eyelashes or not. I know safety usually comes first with that kind of deal, so it could possibly fall off and you don't want anything in your eye in the middle of a competition. And that goes the same for sparkly things.
Yep.
I wasn't ever allowed to wear any sparkly things, but I watch them on TV, like ESPN and stuff, and a lot of them have like this sparkle eyeshadow from a brow to lid.
Oh,
like,
that
how
was
do they
me.
See? You could wear that.
Yes. In high school cheerleading, I don't know what the rules are now because I've been out for a couple of years, but high school cheerleading was no glitter, nothing.
Right, exactly.
No loose
That's
glitter.
How it was for me.
The stunting factor. You could have easily get it in your eye.
Of course.
But then with all-star cheering, it was more Anything glitter goes, the better.
Right.
My coaches used to line us up against the wall and spray us from head to toe with spray glitter.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
We were sticky with glitter everywhere. So.
That's crazy. But girls do want to make sure they put on a color lipstick. I know gloss and neutrals are really into it. But to get your smiles seen, plain and simple.
Exactly. You don't realize it until you see pictures of yourself out there that
right.
you do need a color. And it makes your smile whiter, which right. is always good.
Of course.
Stand out.
And the judges will see it.
Exactly.
Plain and simple. Now, you don't like glitter, but if you're in collegiate form, you can do your glitter. What about the hair?
It's definitely taken a different trend. It used to be the whole cheer curls phase, where you would curl as much of your hair as you could, and then
or they get came the out, hair piece that
yep,
had the curls.
Yep, they came out with the hair yep. piece, which was my saving grace, because I have long, thick hair. So it was much easier to put it in a bun and, you know, tie the hair on. But as I got older, they started to move towards the more full natural curls, even doing half up instead of having your hair all the way up. And then obviously us on the sidelines, we wear our hair down.
Right,
so.
Right. A little different.
Yep.
So I guess it progresses with whatever level you're on.
Exactly.
Anyways. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you
Sandra
for having
Smiley,
me.
Sandra Smiley, a rookie, and hopefully stick around for a few more years, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Knock on wood. So thank you once again, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Until next time, we'll see you on the sideline.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.